Right now, Sitka uses renewable resources for about a quarter of its energy needs. Non-renewable resources, such as oil products, account for three-quarters of the energy in town. Work on the 22-page report was led by Scott Berlinski, a former city public works official. Berlinski says over the next 20 years, Sitka will spend upwards of $1 billion on oil. Andrew Tomes is executive director of the Sitka Conservation Society.
If we invest in renewable energy, there's a good chance that we can save over $500 million of that money that we would spend, and that that money would circulate in the local economy.
The study considered existing technology only. It took into account the possibility of using wood products for heat and the additional electrical capacity that will be added by expanding Blue Lake and developing another hydro project at Tecats Lake. The study also makes recommendations. It says Sitka should develop a stronger plan for its energy future. It also says the electric department should be given the authority to charge higher rates when power is limited and lower rates when excess power is available. It also recommends heat pumps for space heating and other measures to increase energy efficiency. Tomes says the city has already taken a big step forward.
The assembly started to take one of the first steps here the other night when they developed the program to help homeowners make investments to become more energy efficient with upgrading appliances and with installing heat pump systems to get away from electrical resistance heating. That's the first step in figuring out how do we as a community take advantage of all the energy efficiency programs that are out there and make the investments in our homes and commercial buildings so that we're not using as much energy and we're not paying as high of energy bills.
Demand for electricity continues to grow in Sitka, and in recent months, the city has begun imposing a diesel surcharge on electric bills. The money is designed to pay for the high cost of operating diesel generators to supplement the power generated by Sitka's two hydro projects. Tomes says solving the energy problem in Sitka will require a combination of actions.
Charlie Walls, I think, was the first one who said there's no silver bullet solution for our energy situation in Sitka. We need to be doing efficiency, we need to be doing conservation, we need to expand Blue Lake, and we need to have a variety of different energy options to power our community.
The report was presented to the Greater Sitka Chamber of Commerce on Wednesday, and chamber members had questions. Gary White, executive director of the Sitka Economic Development Association, pointed out that energy calculations in the report assume all conditions remaining equal over the next 20 years. No economic growth, no change in population. More people or more industry could change the energy picture somewhat, and so that notion sort of became the answer to the next question. If we're spending less money on oil in the future, won't that mean less sales tax revenue for the city? Yes, said the study's authors, but hopefully loss of revenue there would be offset by the city's ability to attract new jobs and economic activity once it's able to provide more energy. White, from the Economic Development Association, says electricity is a sticking point when new businesses court Sitka. And he's quoted in the report saying, "Economic development is dead unless we get more power." The Conservation Society and the Chamber hope that the report is a jumping-off point for more discussion and, hopefully, action. The report's presentation leads into the upcoming Chamber luncheon on Wednesday, which will feature a panel discussion on energy in Sitka. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.